Welcome to Happy, Healthy, Whole, and Rich, where faith meets action and transformation is non-negotiable. I'm Tina Brinkley Potts, and I believe now is the time to step boldly into your power, walk in divine wisdom, and claim the life you were meant to live. Each episode, I'll bring you real, unfiltered truth, because this world needs leaders who refuse to shrink. Let's get it. Welcome back to Happy, Healthy, Whole, and Rich. I'm Tina Brinkley Potts, and this is part two of our series, Healing My Own Issues with Christianity. In the last episode, we named the wound. We looked at how Scripture, especially the King James Bible, was used to justify slavery, silence women, and uphold systems of control. And we also begin to see how metaphysics opened a pathway to healing, how Jesus himself was the greatest metaphysician, showing us what's possible when we live aligned with Source. Today we're going deeper, because the Bible was not just chains. It was also codes. The very same book that was used to bind us also carried hidden keys of liberation. Let's start with the chains. Passages like, "Servants, obey your masters," Ephesians 6:5, King James Version, were drilled into enslaved people to keep them docile. Women were told, "Keep silent in the churches," 1 Corinthians 14:34, King James Version, so they wouldn't rise into leadership. The emphasis was always on obedience, submission, and silence. In fact, there was even a version known as the Slave Bible, printed in 1807, with whole sections removed. No Exodus, no freedom songs, no prophetic declarations of deliverance, just the verses that reinforced control. Imagine that. A Bible specifically edited to erase liberation. And even long after slavery ended, these same chains were used. During Jim Crow, verses about obeying authority were quoted to keep Black communities from rising against injustice. Women were still denied pulpits, told obedience was holiness. But this isn't just history. These same patterns show up today. We see scriptures still being quoted to deny women leadership roles in churches. We see verses twisted in political arenas to justify discrimination, exclusion, and control. We even see the Bible used to divide communities rather than unify them, whether over race, gender, or sexuality. The language has changed. The context looks different, but the tactic is still the same. Use the word as a chain instead of a key. When we don't acknowledge this, history repeats itself. The same distorted interpretations become excuses for the same cycles of oppression. But here's the thing. Hidden within the same text were the codes of freedom. When enslaved Africans heard the story of Moses telling Pharaoh, "Let my people go," they knew it was their story too. When they read Jesus declaring in Luke 4:18, "The Spirit of the Lord hath sent me to proclaim liberty to the captives," they heard hope. Paul in Galatians 3:28 wrote, "There is neither Jew nor Greek, bond nor free, male nor female, for ye are all one in Christ Jesus." That was a radical leveling of hierarchy. Even the spirituals carried codes. Songs like "Go Down Moses" weren't just hymns. They were messages of escape, maps of deliverance. "Swing Low, Sweet Chariot," pointed to the Underground Railroad. The oppressors tried to twist the word into chains, but the oppressed found the codes of liberation and passed them down in song, in story, in spirit. And even now, those codes are alive. In moments of chaos, scripture still whispers, "The kingdom is within you." In times of injustice, it still proclaims, "Let my people go." These words remind us that no matter what systems try to enforce, truth cannot be erased. So what do we do with this paradox, the chains and the codes? We choose which one we want to live by. When I look at scripture through the lens of distortion, I see chains, rules, obedience, silence. But when I look with clear eyes through the lens of source, I see codes, reminders that freedom, sovereignty, and unity are my birthright. These chains keep us in fear. The codes return us to love. The chains emphasize separation. The codes remind us that we are one. The chains say submit to control. The codes say the kingdom is within you. This is the choice we all face, especially now in this time of great polarity. Will we allow scripture to be used as a weapon to divide, or will we reclaim it as the key that liberates? For me, metaphysics was the bridge. It taught me to strip away distortion and hear the deeper truth, to recognize that Jesus' words and actions were not chains at all, but living codes, examples of what it means to live aligned with source. And once you begin to see it, you can't unsee it. You recognize the patterns everywhere. Chains on the surface, codes underneath. Distortion on top, truth flowing beneath. And when you choose the codes, you begin to live free, no matter what system tries to bind you. Let's pause here. Put your hand over your heart. Take a slow, deep breath in. Hold it and let it out. And ask yourself, where have I been living under chains? And where have I discovered codes? Here are some prompts for your journal. Number one, the chains. What verses or teachings have I experienced as chains used to silence, limit, or control me? How did that shape my relationship with faith? Number two, the codes. Can I find a deeper layer of truth in those same words? What liberation or hope might they hold when I read them differently? Number three, present day. Where do I see scripture or spiritual language still being used as chains in today's world? How can I consciously choose to embody the codes instead? Number four, personal sovereignty. What does it look like for me to live as if the kingdom really is within me? Where can I choose unity and freedom over separation and fear? Write what comes. Let yourself be honest. Remember, this isn't about judgment. It's about clarity. It's about choosing which voice you'll follow, the chains or the codes. Repeat this with me. I recognize the chains, but I choose the codes. I see through distortion and I embody freedom. The kingdom is within me and no system can take it away. Thank you for walking through this with me. The paradox of the chains and the codes is not easy to face, but it is freeing when you see it clearly. The same book that was used to control also carried the keys of liberation. The same verses that were twisted into chains still whisper freedom to those who have ears to hear. And the choice we make now, chains or codes, shapes how we live, how we lead, and how we love. In the next episode, we'll go deeper into the metaphysical lens. How reinterpreting scripture shifts it from fear to freedom, and why this shift is the doorway to sovereignty and wholeness. Until then, stay happy, stay healthy, stay whole, and stay rich in spirit. If this message spoke to you, don't keep it to yourself. Share it, live it, and let's grow together. Head over to Happy, Healthy, Whole, Rich.com for more powerful teachings and join the movement. Remember, your breakthrough is waiting, but you have to show up. Until the next time, stay happy, healthy, whole, and rich.